say hello to the great Jake Z.
Ah, gentlemen.
Warmest greetings. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing well. Every time Corby's got to get out of town to take some hallucinogens, you get me.
Say hi to George, Jake.
Sir
Hi,
Dunn.
Jake Z.
How are you, sir?
Awesome.
You looking forward to this?
Yes.
You going to miss that, George, in
no.
a couple of weeks?
No, that's the one good thing about Groob's leaving.
You'll miss it.
Well, my story selection today is aimed right at the wheelhouse of Sir Mike, because I know where my bread is buttered. So we're going to lead things off with an Octomom story.
Awesome.
Yeah, right. As Nadia Sullivan is, she posed topless this week, guys. Pictures released yesterday.
But that's attractive.
It's not good, but for someone who has 14 kids and 8 of them, which left her at the same time, it's not bad. Not really? Good, but, you know.
What
Could
magazine?
Be worse.
It is a Euro magazine called Closer. That's why she said she did it, because it's a female magazine. She didn't want the photos to be hyper-sexualized.
It's classic.
Yeah, that'll never happen online.
Right.
Right. But the head of Vivid Entertainment, who you might remember, offered her $1 million when she first splashed onto the scene, and then a couple years later offered her $500,000, has now offered her $100,000 for 3 hardcore scenes, as he says her value is falling because she's been nude, but he still wants her.
Yep, she's not playing her cards right here.
Not at all. $100,000 for 3 hardcore scenes. And her house is being foreclosed on and auctioned off tomorrow, and she still won't do it.
Wow.
See, I kind of respect her for that.
She's gross.
How can you respect
Octomom? But, well, at least she has some line.
She kind of got herself into this mess with the whole in vitro.
Yeah.
That'd be like 12.5 for each kid. Got to break that up. Help
those
kids out. Those
kids would have to see those scenes someday. You got to have some self-respect, don't you?
Those kids are so screwed. No matter what. I wonder if they
I have no respect for all these women who get famous just for having a bunch of kids.
But the ones who get famous for the act leading up to having kids,
That's different.
Yeah.
Right. I'm all about them.
To me, unless they're taking advantage of the octo angle and giving her like...
I like the way you think.
All right.
Man, something to be said for marketability here, right? She's Octomom, not Trimom.
Raven S has.
Well, she's passing, which puts her in the good graces of George, I guess.
She's passing.
Passing on the
passing
nudity.
On the,
oh yeah,
the
yeah.
Bib.
Okay.
Not like a 7-step and go wheel route.
All right. She's passing today. Let her rethink.
Yeah, for now.
Give her time to rethink.
She says she's going to be celibate for the next 15 years.
She may not have a choice. You've seen those nude pictures.
When she says celibate, she means she won't be able to feel it.
Oh, man, he may be more abrasive than Corbin.
No, he's actually prepared jokes for entertainment news.
That was off the cuff.
Uh-huh. I guarantee you he's got note cards.
Yeah,
it's a Word document.
Too.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, well, that's pretty good.
Do another story. Let's have some fun.
We need stories.
Well, I got another one from Mike. This one's the song-centric. This one's tiger-centric as he rounds back into form.
Yes.
This week, 3 of his mistresses are releasing basically the song, the film, as Devin James, Holly Sampson, and Jocelyn James will be releasing 3 mistresses, notorious tales of the world's greatest golfer this week.
What is this, a book or a film?
It's a film where they're going to sit down for an in-depth Q&A session about Tiger.
Really?
And includes explicit discussions about his sexual tastes and on-screen demonstrations of what the golf legend is like in the sack.
Awesome. Oh, I can't see this. Where is this going to be available?
Yes. Probably one of the hubs.
Oh,
I don't want to see that.
It says it's X-rated.
What a surprise.
Yeah, there's no details on distribution method, Danny, but you could probably get a hold of it if you try.
So no flapjacks in this or anything?
No, see, that's the thing. Wouldn't it be better if it was 3 of the non-pros?
Now, all 3 of these girls are pornography stars,
right,
correct?
Right.
That's okay. I'll take the pros.
It'd be better if it wasn't, if it was the amateur tab.
Yeah, some IHOP waitress.
Yeah, Mandy Flapjacks.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some girl that works at Top Golf or something.
Top Golf. Why are we dragging Top Golf into this?
I don't know. Maybe Tiger goes there to practice his drives.
Yeah, maybe they let him in at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I'll meet you at 3 o'clock in the morning if I know you're coming. Top Golf.
I love Top Golf.
Well, let me know if you find this, Danny, all right?
I will. I'm sure I can get TC to download it on company time.
On the company network?
Yes.
In fact, put him on this right away.
Yeah, just have him put it on at the end of Invictus.
He's got nothing to lose. All right, sad news here, especially for you guys, because I think you count yourselves, Danny and Mike, to be Bee Gees fans, no?
I'm a Bee Gees fan.
Yeah, I certainly am.
Well, I was unaware that Robin Gibb was ill. I guess he got cancer last month or something.
Yeah, it's not good.
And he thought that he had, or I guess his doctors thought that he had was making a dramatic improvements, but he has been hospitalized, had emergency intestinal surgery over the weekend, which sounds like about the worst kind of surgery I can possibly imagine.
Well, this, if things go wrong for him, ultimately, as they will for all of us, then that will put an end to the Barry Gibb talk show.
He will no longer be talking it up.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake will not have a character to play. Mm. And we lost, when did we lose Morris?
I think it was about 9 years ago, it says.
Yeah.
And he died of the same thing. A twisted intestine.
God.
Caused by a congenital defect that they both share.
Barry better look out.
Bee Gees were greatness.
They were.
I don't care what anybody says.
But they're twins, though, right? So it's more likely they share...
Maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God, though. Intestinal surgery.
So Barry will be the last.
Yes.
Right? Out of the four.
Do you have a pool? A Bee Gees death pool?
No.
Well,
he's
62.
Guys, man, they don't care about anything, do they?
No.
They don't have any respect
for
anything.
No, they don't.
That's not true.
So, space, they don't have Bee Gees,
they don't have space. They don't care about the greatness of the Bee Gees.
I love the Bee Gees. No. I love the Bee Gees. No. Okay. Screw Buzz Aldrin, but I love the Bee Gees. Bee Gees are greatness.
Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah, no, one of the other great things about Grooves being gone is that those drops will hopefully never be played again.
You made them.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, I know.
You can't distance from your past.
Right.
No, you
gotta own it, man.
No.
Finally, embrace it. You'll have to play them yourself.
You gonna mandate that?
Yep.
Yep. All right. Here's another story.
Okay.
You guys, Alicia Silverstone, this actress, she's real big as a vegan, animal rights, PETA.
She's big in Aerosmith videos, too.
Right.
Good thing she hadn't seen the platter we just tore through out here.
Yeah, thank you, Chef Ed.
Looks like a pterodactyl carcass.
Chef Ed, Chef Ty, man.
Chef Ty.
They delivered,
fresh baked
delivered
ham.
Some serious beef.
Well, she's
just flinging the Texas toast across the hall. Get that crap out of here.
Moist
more meat.
And flavorful brisket.
Well, she put a video on her website yesterday. Again, like I said, she's really into animal rights, really into vegan cookies.
Oyster nachos.
Well, okay. She put a video on her own website yesterday that shows her feeding her child, but she is baby birding the oyster nachos to her child.
What?
And she says this is how she feeds her kid. Every time.
So she chews it and then...
That's right.
Dude.
Yuck.
And the kid's name, by the way, is Bear Blue. B-L-U.
These Hollywood people trick up names for their poor kids so
much. Not to be confused
with
Bear Stew.
No, it's not Bear Stew.
This is Phone Plant, my son.
Phone Plant? You're just looking at things that are around
you. There's a phone over there and a plant over there.
Phone Plant.
Yeah, I've been naming my next kid Phone Plant.
Yeah. Well, why not? That's how they do it.
Yeah.
Well, Bear Blue is less weird than masticating your food for your child and then spitting it into their mouth for every meal. That kid is more screwed up than one of the 8 at once evac
now,
kids from
get
Solomon.
Tiger's ex-girlfriends to do that to each other, I'm in.
Yeah.
They may be. I've seen that stuff like that before, Danny.
So is there someone
like
out there not recommending this?
Yeah.
No. In fact, actually, dental experts are saying don't do this because you could pass dental disease.
Doesn't sound good.
Oh, tooth decay?
Just because it works for a sparrow doesn't mean it's going to work for humans.
Who's the daddy here? Is there no daddy
plant
in this picture? No baby daddy?
You know,
Bear Blue?
Much like Corby, I didn't do full research here, but I would imagine she's the type who don't need no man.
Hmm.
If you're baby birding your food, there's no way a dude's on board with that, right?
Right.
Gotta think.
The father is longtime boyfriend, rock musician, and basketball coach Christopher Jarecki.
That's quite a resume. Coach.
Boy, really.
He coaches the Warriors, doesn't he?
You got any bands he's been in or anything?
Says for the band STUN.
That's
Stun.
Stun.
Well, Stun.
But it's spelled out like
Stun.
STUN.
Stun. Hmm.
And one final story, guys. Megan Fox is unfortunately pregnant from her douchebag husband, Brian Austin Green.
God, that makes me insane.
It makes you more insane than anyone, I think.
Yes.
Why?
Because he's that idiot from 90210.
He was David.
Oh. It's all right. She's got a mustache.
Toolbox.
She's
that
too
guy
skinny,
was.
Too.
Yeah, she's not that great. You overrate her.
You think?
Yeah.
She's got
a mustache.
Well, that's fine. She could have a beard for all I care, Mike. But she's got that little tiny element of skank to her that
I
like in my girls.
Absolutely. You ever see her in that Eminem video?
No.
You need to.
Yeah?
He's beating her up and stuff.
Jeez. Lord.
Boy, if it's an Eminem video, Jake Z's all over it.
Beating her up and stuff.
Is that his hero?
But, yeah.
Eminem.
They're in like a trailer, which I know is your fantasy, Danny.
Well, I've lived that, Jake.
That's reality. There's no fantasy there.
Half of my childhood was spent in a house on wheels.
And I think that's why you're into chicks like Megan Fox,
Thank
right?
Thank you. Exactly.
It's all,
exactly.
all making relate. Sense. He already has a 10-year-old son. How long does this last, right? Does this kid keep him around?
Well, they're tied for life now.
She says I want... Oh, God.
That's right. She's got baby mama rights.
Mm-hmm.
She says I want at least two, probably three.
Mm.
Tough Damn. Break.
Mm-hmm. She's five away from Octomom.
All right, fellas, I'm going to get out of here and see if there's any porno stories for Community Quick Hits.
All right, bring them on, man.
All right.
Find us a nice Raven-esque story.
Great.
All right, 451, that is entertainment news here on The Ticket with the great Jake Z. And